All right. Why do you keep, what are you doing to the camera, bro? What are you doing?
We got to link up the sound.
Oh, why don't you say that then? Go ahead. Yeah, okay. We'll do your link up.
3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Welcome to the Coffee Bean Experience.
We're back.
Hey, man. So you know, one episode we didn't finish was
our Christmas traditions,
right?
But I think, I wonder if we should save that for another episode and get down to more popular matters and breaking down more celebrities or
I don't have a lot of celebrities break down, but I do find it interesting that one of our last episodes you said,
yeah,
it became very popular. Yeah, and it was touching on Joe Rogan. So yeah, if you guys, we still haven't had a winner on the email campaign. So yeah. thecoffeebeanexperience@gmail.com.
Still up for grabs.
thecoffeebeanexperience@gmail.com. We haven't had a winner drawn out on that yet. So, if you guys want to see more episodes like that, let us know. We'll break down famous people. We had a really cool guest that,
Elijah joined us.
Stage name's Eli. So, but anyway, let's just wrap up. Let's finish that other episode, bro, about
our Christmas traditions.
Yeah. So as you can see, I don't know, is the Christmas tree in the view?
It is.
So
that was the idea.
One of those. This might sound, and actually, we would like to hear Christmas traditions from all different nations. We have viewers.
Email us,
we have listeners.
Message us.
We have listeners from all over the world, and as you can see, we have a Christmas tree. It's a live Christmas tree.
It's real.
Now, I don't know if you knew this. Your whole life, you've grown up with a Christmas tree.
Yeah, real ones.
Live,
like we've gone and picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gone and picked them up?
Like,
no,
like
we've gone and
cut them down.
Yeah, and you guys tell the story this year.
So we'll do it this way. So we'll give a kid's perspective, and then we'll give like an adult's perspective, because there's actually different perspectives, believe it or not, even though we're in the same household. So basically, Christmas Eve. I'm gonna go from Christmas Eve.
Can you just tell the story about the Christmas tree this year?
Oh, this year. Okay. So we're driving, right, and we're in this little town. I'm not gonna say the name.
Why not? Mossy Rock, Washington.
Mossy Rock, Washington.
Shout out to Mossy Rock. The mayor stood up to Governor Inslee.
We heard the mayor stood up to Governor Inslee, and so this man over here decided, let's go support them, let's go show them some love, because they decided to open businesses up, even though we found out later on that wasn't the whole story. But anyways, so we're driving, and he found out that there's a
U-cut tree farm.
U-cut tree farm, and
U-cut as in U-cut.
Yeah, literal U-cut, kind of like redneck. So we were just driving down, and we couldn't actually find it. And then about 20 minutes later, we're just driving down this random road, and we stop by this house, which looks like a U-cut tree farm, but has no signs. And the people come out, the owners, and we talk to them, and they tell us to go down the road and get to the left. So we go down the road, and then we find the U-cut, and it was actually really cool. Like, there was actually quite a bit of people, and
they had a fire going.
A fire, s'mores, cocoa, apple cider. It was really cool. And then we normally get like a different kind of tree. I don't know if you guys how well you guys can see it, but the tree we get, what kind of tree is that?
We normally get like a Douglas fir or a noble.
It looks like this. I don't know if you guys where I am on the screen, but I'll pop it up on the screen. It looks like that, and then that's our tree.
It looks like this.
It looks like that, and then our tree looks like that, or wherever the middle of the screen is. So if you're not watching, you know, just Douglas fir. And then we got this year, what did we get?
Normandy.
A Normandy. And it looks...
The branches actually grow up instead of down.
I'm not going to lie to you. It looks a bit ugly with everything, because the branches go up and then all the weight... Because those...
No, where, what branches is hanging down right now?
There's a huge gap right there.
Well, whatever, bro.
Anyways, so it looks like the burning bush of Moses. If I can find a good picture, I'll put it up on screen. It looks beautiful. Actually, no... Plug to our Instagram, PNW_sips.
PNW, the letters PNW.
Underscore.
P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, W_sips, SIPS.
Most people listening to this have followers on Instagram, but it looks like this. I'll pop up the picture I posted onto our Instagram of Dave trying to find the tree. it looks like that.
So I don't know if you knew this, Isaiah, but I grew up with a fake tree. We never had a live tree.
I actually believe that because grandma.
We never had a live tree.
Never done a live tree.
Yeah. Kinda, so we didn't go to tree farms. I mean, we didn't go.
I'd say it's sad, but like, I mean, your tradition, you learn to cope with it, right? It just becomes your normal.
You know, the reason we never grew up with a live tree is we were military and we were moving so much. Okay. So we had our tree in our box. So we had a tree everywhere we moved.
That's cool.
We didn't have to go find a tree farm.
That's pretty cool.
And when you live in different countries, it's kind of weird trying to find, like, where do you cut a tree in Germany? Where do you cut a tree in Ansbach? Where do you cut a tree in Frankfurt?
Especially if you don't speak the native language.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, some of us did when we were young. We grew up there, but it still doesn't. It's not,
So let's go. Let's go over our Christmas tradition. Starting.
Well, we just talked about cutting a tree versus a fake tree.
Like New Year's. Starting from New Year's. The actual breakdown of like
New Year's.
Christmas Eve. Starting from Christmas.
Well, bro, we got to back up actually because our family tradition might be totally. I think is totally different than a lot of other family traditions.
That's true. That's
we
true.
Have a whole. Your mom and is a big believer in like. A whole season of celebration, not just a day.
That's true. We do for us, St. Next Day.
Dude, we do more. We started our Christmas tradition with a tree right here.
We do the tree.
A month before Christmas.
We have a night where we put up all the ornaments.
We do all the ornaments. We put a lot of angel on top.
Movie nights with like hot cocoa and stuff like that.
Yep.
Like a lot.
We do a shopping day in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're changing it. We're
well, yeah, because this year Seattle's a garbage heap.
It is.
And Mayor Durkin is a garbage heap.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
And so there's just Seattle's just trashed right now. So we're gonna go to Bellevue.
Wait, not Leavenworth.
No, we're adding that this year. Leavenworth is another day.
That's true. No, we went last year.
Yes, but not for Christmas, really.
No, it was Christmas.
I don't think it was a Christmas.
The lights and it was all dark.
You're right. We went for the tree lighting. Sorry.
That was beautiful.
No, we're going to go to Bellevue for a shopping day instead of Seattle.
I like Bellevue. Bellevue is really cool. We haven't gone to Bellevue in a couple of years, actually.
Yeah, and I guess they have a section of their town, city. It's a city. Bellevue is a major city in Washington. I guess a section of their town, actually, they have snowfall down the street.
Really?
Yeah, the fake snow.
Artificial. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
What do you think, bro? They called on
snowballs.
Mother Earth to.
They called on.
Please, Santa Claus, can you drop some snow for our city?
All I want for Christmas is my.
Yeah. So anyway, so our Christmas season starts with the Christmas tree right after Thanksgiving weekend, either the week after or the weekend after or the week after. Yep. That kind of kicks off our. Now, interestingly enough, did you know this, Isaiah? Many Americans have their Christmas decorations up for Thanksgiving weekend.
I did not. I mean, I knew because there's a lot of speculation because we talked about that in our last episode. Well, our Christmas episode we talked about, or Thanksgiving episode last Thursday.
Yeah,
we said that there's a lot of debate in America about when you should put it up.
Yeah, Christmas
people
tree.
People get offended if you put it up at a certain time or like. There's a certain commercial. I remember there's people in my science class actually arguing about this. They were like. You can't put the Christmas tree up till a Reese's Christmas advertisement plays.
That's funny.
And I was like, okay.
They're being stupid.
Yeah, right. But yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so after we put our Christmas tree up and like Isaiah said, we do the decorations, then that begins our whole season of, well, we do Advent. We have Advent. We do the Advent.
That's completely different. That's really
No. But that's... It's part
of our Christmas season.
What do you think, dude? It's not completely different. That's part of what our family does.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, our religion is very much part of our family and what we do.
Yeah.
But so I don't know if he could. You need to pop a picture up of our little Advent wreath over there.
Oh yeah.
In the little prayer area that Mom sets up.
I'll pop up like an actual picture of like a.
Take a picture and pop it up right here. This is our Advent wreath and everything.
Yeah.
And then what else do we do? So we named a couple things. So
we named a lot of it actually, but like, what's another?
Go review real quick. So we did the
shopping
Advent wreath.
Yeah.
Last year we started Leavenworth, and we're gonna do that again this year.
We do a lot of like small celebratory days.
Keep in mind, like I don't know where you guys are doing, but like our towns and cities in Washington are still like, pretty shut down in Western Washington. I don't know what Eastern Washington's like. It'd be interesting. Yeah. But our towns are pretty shut down. You can't eat in restaurants.
No,
you have
can't.
To get food
dying.
To go.
Yeah.
So this year is all jacked up. I don't know how Leavenworth is gonna go, hey, there's a green man running
behind the camera.
There's a green man running through the show.
Go behind the camera.
It's oh my word. It's a jolly green giant.
Green screen him out. Oh, there's that guy.
So we're still going through all the COVID crap you guys are all going through, and it is what it is.
It's part of life now.
Well, it's not a permanent part. I do not accept it as a permanent part of life, but
permanent.
I refuse. Freedom!
Okay.
Have you seen Braveheart? You need to watch Braveheart.
Braveheart.
It's like a 3.5-hour movie.
Sounds familiar.
It's about the Scottish English Revolution War.
Sounds familiar.
Takes place in like 1300 or 1500.
Sounds very familiar.
Anyway, so go ahead. More traditions. So we got the
shopping day
in Seattle normally, but this year,
yeah, right. Shopping day, visit day, which would be considered Leavenworth.
The whole Advent season, we do the Advent wreath.
Advent wreath.
You already
every
said
Sunday.
Movie nights.
Yeah, I claimed that. That's three.
That's there's more baking. Mom bakes cookies, three. Gingerbread
cookies
with you guys.
The tree,
apple cider nights.
The decorations on the tree, the lights on the house. That's another day. What else? I swear, if you move that, bro, I'm gonna lose it. Decorations all over the house. Like, have you guys ever seen our house in Christmas time? Then you'll know, like. We decorate. My mom decorates everything. Like, lights there.
Does your mom just do it for Christmas?
No, she actually does a pretty good job doing it seasonally.
Dude, does amazing job. Yeah. Every season, you name it, she's got the decorations.
Summertime is definitely the longest season for her.
Yeah, why?
Because right after Christmas, it's summertime.
No.
Well, she lets Christmas stay up. And then,
dude, you're like a blonde, bro. Right after Christmas is summertime? No. She does all the Valentine's Day's set up for.
Well, okay, yeah, that too. But like after Valentine's Day, Easter. Which
and she does spring. So, oh, my word. You, dude, what world do you live in, dude?
It's not.
I'm oh,
sorry.
Really? Easter no. season's not significant to us.
I'm
your
not,
mom,
not what I meant. I
your
mean,
mom decorates this place like eggs, bunnies. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, but there's still summertime.
Nope.
Everywhere.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Well, you know, we can get your mom up here and make you look foolish. So, anyways, I don't know what this dude. This is a typical teenager. Half of his life is a blur. The other half is a smartphone and a video game. And then the other half. And if you're wondering how half and half adds up to a teenager's life, is because they're wacky loopy. Yeah, half and half mathematically doesn't add up to a whole. It's because teenagers are in another reality. So anyway, so after Valentine's Day, literally my wife, Shelly, his mom, literally has decorations for starting with, if you want to go chronologically, in the new year,
she puts
Valentine's Day, because that's February 14th, Valentine's Day, hearts everywhere, blah, blah, blah. Then she jumps to Easter right after that. Actually, she strips the house down for Lent. You didn't know that.
I forgot about
that. No decorations in Lent, because no decorations. That's what we do as Catholics.
Yeah.
Then she jumps to Easter and freaking bunny rabbits and eggs everywhere.
That's true. Okay, she does.
That's the shortest season she does, because, well, Easter for us, actually, as Catholics, is like 4 weeks long anyway. So she does keep it up for quite a while,
I guess.
And then she jumps right around May, June to her summer decorations. And that's all 4th of July. It's the longest season, because she goes June, July,
well, no, sometimes
August.
She even goes early, late March, early May.
No, she doesn't. That's all Easter. You're daffy. You're daffy. See, this is a teenager. Half, half, and half. You get that? Just remember that with a teenager.
Okay,
half,
fine,
half,
fine,
and
fine.
Half.
Fine.
Remember, half is their smartphone or TV and video games. Half
okay,
is,
everyone's on TV nowadays, so I don't want to hear that.
Half is reality. Only
lot,
half
too.
Their life
he's
is
on
reality.
His phone a lot.
And then,
I guarantee you, if you ever catch us in public, he'll be on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Anyway,
so, another giant coming through.
Don't touch it, I swear.
Look at the giant. I like big butts and I cannot lie. The other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a little bit of waist and a giant long giant thing in his face, he gets.
Nah, bro, I don't know the lyrics of the song. I know the song, but I don't know the lyrics. Anyways, so she goes, like late May, early June to. Wait, would you say August? When does she start tearing down her summer decorations?
Just think of the next fall, the first day of fall, the right before
fall.
September 20th.
Her fall stuff
Nope.
Like, yes, she does.
No, she loves summer. She does not, dude.
She does.
Just remember, if you ever have a teenager, half and half, just remember that.
She does, bro.
She loves fall. She doesn't set up her fall before fall. She's like a Nazi about that stuff, dude. That's like sacrilegious to her to set up before the season. Anyway, so then she does. So then like summer goes all the way through August, all the way to September 20th, and then the first day of fall, or maybe a week before fall, the official first day. Then she goes fall celebrate, like leaves and pumpkins and, you know, all her fall colors. And literally she has all of this stuff boxed up and organized.
Downstairs. In the storage room
downstairs. Yep. And she's just like.
She's a beast.
Yeah. I think the kids, you guys are growing up with memories. Most kids.
I know. It's really amazing.
You guys are like growing up in the Leave It to Beaver world.
I know. It's beautiful.
You don't know. Have you ever watched Leave It to Beaver?
No.
We need to watch an episode and review it. We're going to watch an episode soon. It was an old show even before my time. Your mom and I grew up watching reruns of Leave It to Beaver because it was like a show from the 60s. Your mom and I weren't even born yet, dude. Mm. But it's so intriguing to me that you guys are like growing up in this bubble reality.
I know. It's so different. It's so extremely different.
A lot of homes are broken these days.
It's crazy.
Divorced.
And so like everybody.
A
when
lot
they think
of fake Christians. When
they think of Christmas, all that comes at, like, seriously, if you're listening, think of Christmas. Guarantee you the first thing comes to your head is presents, right?
Yeah. Going shopping.
That's the reality. Everyone thinks about presents. Like, our Christmas is so balanced. Like, it's not just about presents. Like, the first thing in the morning most Americans do, to get. What do they do?
Christmas Day. Open presents, probably.
Open presents. I want you guys to analyze your Christmas Day, too. Do you guys just open presents? Do you guys not actually celebrate the day? Do you just open presents? Which I guess is a way of celebrating, but
yeah.
We actually don't even open presents till like maybe 12:30.
No, and 9 or 10, we always let you open.
No, that's not true. That's not true. We always do worship. We always sing
true.
On the... My
worship.
Dad always does the guitar. It's always later in the day. Because I remember last year waking up at 10:30 and sleeping until 11 and
it's
then getting up.
It's not later in the day, though, bro. It's not.
It's pretty late
in
the day.
No, it's not.
And then we work on to, like,
just
stockings.
Just remember half and half when you're talking.
We
like,
also light the last candle. That's a whole ceremony. That's a whole ceremony is lighting the candle. It's really awesome. I really enjoy it.
But we go to Mass Christmas Eve.
I love Midnight
and then
Mass.
And go to Grandma Grandpa White Sales.
We go to Grandma. You got your timeline wrong. We go to Grandma Grandpa's, then we go to Midnight Mass.
Good job. Half and half.
Love Midnight. Because you're falling asleep. I love half falling asleep, all dressed up. Like, last year, I fell asleep in the pew. I love falling asleep.
And then we go get food after
And then we
mass.
Go get food, and then we come home, and conk. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that tradition. That's
and then so
tradition.
we go to like Midnight Mass, but it's usually tradition. So we go to Grandma Grandpa White Hills, usually about 5-6 o'clock.
Yeah,
we stay there till about 9, and there's a whole bunch of traditions that happen there.
Yeah, we do
the
play cards,
the gospel
presents.
Reading, play cards.
Same. Didn't you say Grandpa's been doing that gospel reading for
my
like,
whole life?
Yeah, your whole life.
My whole life, every Christmas Eve.
I love it. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
So we read the, I think it's from Luke. He reads the, you know, the wise men, the shepherds in the field, that passage in Luke. I want to say it's.
The one time you'll see Grandpa reading.
I want to say it's Luke 13, but.
The one time you'll see Grandpa Weitzel reading out loud.
No, it's not Luke 13. It's got to be like Luke 5. Anyway.
It's a cool tradition.
Very cool, dude. So then we have that whole tradition with the Weitzel, the Weitzel side. We don't really have a tradition with the Sinkwich.
I mean, we do a Christmas party and Grandma and Grandpa come over. We forgot to add that to our list.
Yeah.
Grandma and Grandpa come over. Just Grandma and Grandpa Sinkwich.
So then Christmas Eve, then we go to Midnight Mass, which is actually usually around 10 p.m. And then we go eat after Jack in the Box. We used to go to like Sherry's or.
But they're not open, especially right now.
Well, nothing's open now. So now we have to definitely go through drive throughs.
Jack in the Crack. We always do Jack in the
Crack.
But
a lot of Sherry's and Denny's closed. That's what actually became.
Yeah,
our.
They lost. They ran out of business.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Then
we also go to Great Wolf Lodge every Christmas. I totally forgot. That's
Wolf
a
Lodge
big
is,
tradition, too. We do. Every year we go to Great Wolf Lodge.
What is Great Wolf Lodge?
Great Wolf Lodge is like a family friendly resort. And they have a water park.
Where is it at? Is it across the nation or in another country?
It's in Washington. They have a bunch
it's
of actually
just like
different
it's
states.
It's literally like an hour away from us, like 45 minutes.
It's really fun.
It's a resort. What kind of resort? What does it have? What are you?
A water park resort? A water resort. Is that what you call it? Yeah, it has a bunch of stuff, though.
It's an indoor water park.
It has a Starbucks. I mean, it has everything. It's kind of out there, so it needs everything.
We just go there for 2 days, by the way. So basically, it might seem like we're like this wealthy family, but by American standards, we're really lower middle class, actually, because we don't go. You guys, have you ever been out of the state?
No.
You've been to Oregon.
I feel like it's just Oregon.
Dang, bro. See, so like this guy, he has a lot of friends at like the school he goes to. They go to like Hawaii or Florida.
Yeah. Oh, they go to Disney World all the time. Yeah. Everyone goes to Disney World.
So as by American standards, we're kind of lower middle class family.
I feel like I've been to California.
But explaining everything we do and all of our traditions, it sounds like, whoa, this family's like balling or.
Yeah, but I can assure you we're not. We work very hard for everything we get.
That's true.
Very hard.
So anyway, wrapping it up, going full circle to Christmas Day. We open presents. We do have some ceremonial like lighting and songs.
Yeah.
We have a whole day of games and fun and opening presents and just family, just us here in our home. We have 7 kids but for us as Catholics, Christmas doesn't stop with Christmas Day.
No, and we talked about that on our Thanksgiving episode, and I was corrected by Dave that it actually goes, like you said, depends on the season, but generally
12th.
two to four weeks, right? You said 2 to 4 weeks.
Well, 3 to 4 weeks, but...
Yeah, 3 to 4.
It's...
Close enough.
Dude, we actually started a tradition a couple years ago. We actually give out presents on 3 Wise Men's Day.
I don't think we did that last year. I don't think so.
I think we did. Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Yep, we did.
I think it was the year before.
Nope, we've done it for the last 4 years.
Mom!
Shelly!
Did we do the 3 Wise Men's Day last year?
Presents?
Presents.
Anyway.
Did we do the 3 Wise Men's Day last year?
Did we give the kids small little presents on 3 Wise Men's Day? We've done that for like 4 or 5 years.
What?
Yep.
Man, he might be right about the half-half thing. Shucks. Oh, man. I tell you what.
It's very just chilly.
They're just small, like fun. Like 1 year they gave us inside snowballs.
We're not talking iPhones or anything like that.
No, we're not talking nothing. Not Christmas.
So.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'd ask him because he used to live in Germany when he was like a little kid, because he talked about how he's military. I would ask him, like, how was Germany? Do you remember anything? He's like, no. And I'm like 15.
No, I remember.
And he's like way older than me. I'm not gonna say his age.
I remember a bunch of Germany. What are you talking about?
You would say you don't.
No, I remember a lot of Germany. Yeah.
Okay. What?
What you want me to tell you? What do you want me to tell you? Like.
Okay. No, he said a lot of his childhood you don't remember, right? Didn't you say?
I'm just saying a lot of memories are fading and stuff. But no, I have a lot of memories from Germany and.
No, my point.
What was your point?
I was gonna relate it back to me, how I'm
you're just a teenager,
and
bro.
How
half and half.
My memory is just going all kabonkas.
Yeah.
Going wonkas.
You're special, bro.
It's going wonkas.
Anyway, so that's enough of our episode today. Thank you for joining us for our Christmas traditions. We hope you'll share your Christmas traditions with us.
At the coffee bean experience at gmail.com or at PNWSips if you want to message us, DM
PNW_sips.
PNW_sips. And by the way, guys, we're still doing that giveaway. If you want a free coffee bean experience mask, maybe.
Don't you want a coffee bean experience mask?
It's free. Literally not doing anything. You're just emailing us.
All right. We look forward to seeing you guys in the coffee shop as soon as they open up again.
We'll see.
My name's Davi.
My name's Zaza.
We'll talk to you later.